The Rambam in Hichas Chanukah begins with a historical description of the background for Chanukah, which he doesn't do elsewhere. It's been pointed out, of course, that all the other Yom Tovim, including Purim, are mentioned in Tanakh, and the Rambam doesn't have to describe this. But it's important to note what the Rambam stresses. The Rambam says, "Bevayasheni kshemachis, malchei Yovan gazu gzeras ayisrael bitlu daatam lehinichu osam lasak b'tov b'mitzvos u'poshtu yodam b'memonam u'bivnoseihem v'nichnesu leheichal u'porchvo v'rotzos v'timu hataros v'tzalehem yisrael ma'od b'vnehem v'lachatzum lachatz gadol k'richem aleim elokei avoseinu v'yoshia mi'odam v'yitzilam v'gobu b'nei chashmenoi ha'kohanim ha'gdolim v'horgum v'yoshio yisrael mi'odam v'amidu melech min ha'kohanim v'chozer machos yisrael yesra masayim shana ad ha'churban ha'sheni." So the Rambam not only describes all the terrible things that the Syrian Greeks did, but describes the victory as returning control over Eretz Israel to Jewish hands, which lasted for 200 years, which is part and parcel of the victory. The Rambam then describes the in Halacha Beis, going into the Heichal, not finding proper oil except the one pach, and the miracle of it lasting for 8 days. And based on that, we have Chanukah for 8 days, starting with Chafei Kislev. Now, we're accustomed to focusing on the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros on Chanukah, but actually there are two mitzvahs midibrei sofrim on Chanukah: the Hadlokas HaNeros and the Amiras Hallel. And interestingly, though the Rambam has mentioned Hallel before with respect to the Seder, Nichos Chametz U'Matzah, and with respect to Netilas Alulov, and Hitzis Sukkah Alulov, first here the Rambam goes to analyze and describe in detail all the halachos relating to Hallel, indicating that Chanukah is the prototype of saying of Hallel. Now we know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros, it applies to women as well as men, even though it's obviously a mitzvah asei shazman grama, albeit midirei sofrim, because of hein hayu ba'oso hanes. However, when it comes to Hallel, we don't make that distinction, and women are not obligated to say Hallel on Chanukah because the mitzvah says Shezman Grama. And the question is, why? What's the difference between the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros, that women are obligated, and the mitzvah of saying Hallel, in which they're not? And I want to give two explanations. One is in terms of what I mentioned by reading the Hichas Chanukah from Halacha Aleph, that the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros is directly connected. In fact, the Rambam uses the term Laharos Ulagalos Hanes. Well, we're accustomed to saying Pirsume Nisa, that it is a manifestation of our expressing and duplicating theoretic, in a certain sense, the Hadlokas HaNeiros in Migdash. And therefore, Afhein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis applies because the mitzvah is specifically connected to the Neis of Hadlokas HaNeiros, and it expresses it. Hallel, on the other hand, is much broader in nature, and there's nothing in the recital of Hallel that directly refers to Chanukah or to this particular miracle. So this can be explained in two ways. One, going back to Halacha Aleph, that the Hallel is really for the whole miracle. The whole miracle means the victory of the Chashmonaim, the return of sovereignty in Jewish hands for 200 years, as well as the specific miracle of the Neros, and therefore it's not Persume Nisa per se, and the principle doesn't apply. An alternate explanation is that Hallel that we say in Chanukah is the exact same Hallel that we're going to say on the Yom Tovim. And once, if it's expressed in terms of a broader mitzvah, so it doesn't make sense that every other time we say Hallel, it's a mitzvah, Shazman Gram, and only men are obligated. But Chanukah is different because there is one standard for Hallel that applies in all situations. I want to just make one observation. One, from the first answer that I gave, it should keep in mind that we should see the Chanukah expressing the miracle of the Nes of the Hashemen, but also keep in mind its broader ramifications of that we overcame our enemies who both hurt us religiously and personally, right? He tried to take our money and unfortunately mistreat our daughters, and appreciate having Jewish control over our land and our destiny as part of the miracle. And secondly, we should see the recital of Hallel in the broadest of terms, that this is one example of the fact that whenever we show our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that he's done for us, it's expressed by saying Hallel V'Hodah. Amen.